feel like a defeat in the end there, the way you're playing?
A wee bit. I obviously got ourselves in a great position, but knew it 2-0, it still wouldn't be over. Dunfermline's won at the top of the league for nothing, so we knew they would come back into the game. Just unfortunately we've switched off there, had a bad 5 minutes and lost 2 goals, but I felt over the piece for a championship game. It was a great advert for the championship, some great football. Said all week how good a team Dunfermline were. I think we were playing good football, and I think that was shown out the day. I knew it would be a good, open, exciting game, and I think that's the way it turned out.
Is John here?
He is here, yeah. John was up in the stand watching the game, so good to see him back in working with the boys.
Is it good or bad for you?
No, he said he was a wee bit more chilled out watching the game for the stand and not too emotionally involved with the game, so probably ideal for him just to be sitting in the stand and coming down with odd phone call from there. So good to get him back in this week at training, and great to see him back involved on the Saturday.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's getting there. Still got a wee bit to go, but slowly getting a wee bit stronger week by week. So as you say, he's had a hard 7 weeks there, and desperate to get back in. So it's great for all the players and the staff to get him back.
Is he involved in the pre-match?
Very much so. Aye, John took the team talk today. So back involved. It's been in a couple of days this week. So as I said, great to see him back involved.
Tierney Sayre out with the 2 goals.
Not got any here. No, just as I say, we knew it would be a difficult game, but when you're 2-0 up, as Bill mentioned there, it feels like a defeat at the end of the game. And I felt when it went 2-2, you thought that Dunfermline would maybe have the ascendancy there, but I felt we got ourselves back into the game, and I think we hit the bar in probably the last 5 minutes there to maybe go and nick it. But as I say, over the piece, well, we said right at the start of the season at the players that we won't get too high when we win, we won't get too low when we lose a game, and that's how we'll go about the championship this year. It's, you know, been out of the championship for 4 years, and we just want to make our mark in there and make sure come the end of the season we're still in the championship.
Lovely attacking play for the team as well. Manny Duke could lead in the line, guys buzzing around him, Ethan Ross, Armstrong, must please you when you see that.
We've got good football players here, Mr. Dylan Tate and Regan Henry in there as well, Ross Matthews. We've got a great balance in the midfield. We've got exciting players going forward, as Dunfermline do as well, and I think that's, as I touched on earlier on, it was there for a good game of football, and I think it turned out that way.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Thank you.